السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we are very fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite mercy, made us amongst the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Habibullah, Khatimul Nabiyyin, Sayyidul Mursaleen, Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All prophets came in this world, they all had good character. But there are darajat and status with regard to akhlaq and character. One is the akhlaq-e-hamida. The second stage is akhlaq-e-karima. And the highest stage is akhlaq-e-azima. Musa alayhi salam and his ummah, Bani Israel, were granted akhlaq-e-hamida, good akhlaq. Hamid means good, praiseworthy. In his sharia, in Torah, it was permissible, inna nafsa bin nafsi wal ayna bil ayn, that if someone hurts you or harm you, you are allowed, you have permission by the sharia to take revenge to that extent. If someone kill you, your family member, then you have right to kill him, take his life, life for life. If someone break your teeth, you have the right to break his teeth. And there is no punishment in hereafter, because equal rights. That was the sharia of Musawi, Musa alayhi salam sharia. And that is called akhlaq-e-hamida, a good character. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu salam has granted the sharia in Injil. And that akhlaq and character of Isa alayhi salam and his ummah were regarded as akhlaq-e-karima. Kareem means someone who is doing a favor to you. Someone hit you, according to sharia of Isa alayhi salam, if he hit you in one cheek, you give him another cheek. Brother, hit me again if you want. If that is satisfying you, be happy. I'm not going to take revenge from you. You are free to hit me or accuse me or harm me anyway. Tolerance, total tolerance, no revenge, forgiveness. And that was the character of Isa alayhi salam and his ummah, which is called akhlaq-e-karima. But there is a higher stage, more than that. And that is akhlaq-e-azima, very great, sublime character. And this is the character that someone harms you, you not only, you know, forgive him, but you make istighfar for him, and you build up your relationship with him as before there is nothing has happened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in the Holy Quran, فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. If someone harm you physically, mentally, or in any way, number one, you forgive him there and then. And not sometimes people forgive, but they don't forget. They always remember, oh, he accused me, he insulted me, He blamed me. He did this to me, to my family, to my kids. He cannot forget that. He will forgive, but it will remain in the back of the mind. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us in Shariat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Holy Quran, fa'fu anhum, forgive them. Waghfir lahum, go further more, high stage. Make dua for his istighfar, make istighfar for him. Wallah, I forgive him, you also forgive him. Make dua. Now who can make dua for the enemy? Someone is harm you physically, financially, and you are making dua for him. It's very hard. Practically, it's very hard. But this is the teaching of Islam. This is the akhlaq-e-azimah. And not only forgive him and make dua and maghfirat for him, but one more state, high level, washawirhum fil amr, then any problem you have, your family issue, or your job issue, or social issue, call him and make mashwara with him, consult with him. Make him feel better. Oh, I'm still regarded someone that my brother is calling me and making, you know, consultation in his important task. Make him feel better. Who can do this? It's only akhlaq-e-azimah, sublime character. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has highlighted and praised our beloved Rasulullah, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Because the kuffar of Makkah used to accuse Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh, he is a sahir, he is a magician, oh, he is majnoon, he is insane, na'uzu billah. They used to tell him all these kind of accusations. In that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no, you are, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You are on the sublime character. Nobody can match your character and your akhlaq. You are superior, sublime, extraordinary, supreme as far as akhlaq and character is concerned. That's why some sahaba came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I mean, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Ummul Mu'mineen. And they ask, oh Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, oh our mothers, you spend most of your time, day and night, in public and privacy with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was your husband. How you found him in privacy? Can you please tell us some akhlaq, some characters of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which you know and we don't know? Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked those sahaba, are you people are not reciting the Holy Quran? They say, yes, we recite the Holy Quran every single day. We are Hafizul Quran. So then Hazrat Aisha said, Kana khulquhu al-Quran. Kana khulquhu al-Quran. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, you will find alive in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was a walking Quran. That was the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ بِسَيَّ اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِ هِيَ أَحْسَنُ فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ فَإِنَّهُ حَمِيمٌ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. That if someone does wrong to you, don't do wrong to him. That's animal. That is the act of animal. If one goat hitting with other goat with the horn, he's hitting him back. That is the animal behavior. We are human beings, ashraful makhlukat. If someone give me one bad word, I cannot abuse my tongue in giving him 10 bad words. This is how we do. He slapped me one, I'll slap him 10 times. And because I'm stronger than him, I have more anger than him. That is not akhlaq-e-azima. That is not the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Itfa billati hiya ahsan. You return back to him in a better way. And if you do that, because of that akhlaq, because of that character, your staunch enemy will become your best friend. Because of your akhlaq. That's why Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha used to say, Fatihatil Madinatu bil akhlaq. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Makkah to Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwarah, and whole of Madinah embraced Islam, accepted Islam 100%. How? With the sword? No, my brothers. Fatihatil Madinatu bil akhlaq. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown the great character, sublime character, and because of that akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Madinah Munawwara became Madinatul Rasul. Each and everyone was impressed by the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know that old lady in Makkah Mukarramah in early age, you know, she had the load on her head and she couldn't walk. Rasulullah found him on the street and picked her load on his Mubarak head and start walking with him. Okay, mom, I can help you. You are very old, very weak. You cannot take this burden. And she was a very old lady. And she heard about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that is inviting towards the new Islam and inviting toward oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So she was kind of mad on this new religion. She did not understand. So all the way, she was accusing and saying bad word to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam carrying her burden and quietly walking behind her, not defending himself, not saying a single word, just listening to her. Just listen to her. Who can do that? I am doing your favor, carrying your burden, and you are accusing me without knowing me? How dare you are? That would be my action, my reaction. Look at the tolerance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He never uttered a word. Keep on walking behind her until she went out of town wherever she wanted to go. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reached over there and put her burden off. And now she said, oh my son, you are such a great person. But I am advising you. Don't listen to that young man. I keep on telling you. He's this, he's like this, he's like that. But I'm impressed of your character. You didn't, you know, cut my talk and you didn't interrupt me. You just quietly and patiently listened to me, whatever I said. You have given me all the chance. Who are you? Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I am Muhammad ibn Abdullah. I am that one who is inviting towards oneness of Allah. She started shivering. And there, she embraced Islam. See, if you are this is your character, Islam cannot be wrong. You are the true messenger of Allah. Please make me like you. That was the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How we should inculcate this mubarak sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our daily life. And that was a mission and task and responsibility given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, Bu'ithu li'utammima makarim al-akhlaq. I have been sent down in this world to complete the character, the good akhlaq and good character. I have to teach you people what is the character Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Holy Quran. لَكَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the whole world. The sun is rising on its time. The moon is coming out at night. You know, the winds are blowing. The oceans, the mountains, the birds, the animals. And within ourselves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us with the utmost, you know, the high position. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. Best of the design, best of the, you know, plan Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us. That's why we are أَشْرَفُ الْمَخْلُقَاتِ. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has elevated our status and made us best among all the creation. Right? But after giving us so much of bounties and favors, Allah did not boast upon it. Oh, I granted you eyesight, I granted you brain, I granted you tongue to talk, I granted you hands and legs to utilize. No. He just granted us. He did not boast about it. I created such a great sun for your light. I created oxygen on which you are surviving. No. Only one place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows and boasts about his favor, and that is the bringing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam among us. Walaqad manna Allahu 'alal mu'minin iz ba'atha fihim rasula. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done very great favor to the believers by sending amongst them the most sublime character, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So whole world has been created for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wouldn't have intention or plan to create Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or bring him down in this world, Allah wouldn't even created Adam alayhi salam or the heavens and earth or nothing. All these things, my brothers and sisters, we are witnessing, utilizing, enjoying is because of the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in one of the place that khuzil af وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. This is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran, that you always accept apology. Forgive him. Whatever a person does to you, don't take revenge, don't have grudges or enmity in your heart. Make your heart clean from each and everyone. And then, وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ, and advise them to do the good actions and good amal. وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. And you must, you know, stay away, cut off, don't follow that person who is doing ignorance, who is showing ignorance, who is acting like ignorant person, stupid person. Don't pay attention towards him. Leave him alone. You carry on. A'rid anil jahilin. Don't follow him. وَإِذَا خَاتَمُوا الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. When any ignorant person start arguing with you, accusing you, don't stay there. Don't listen to him. Don't pay any attention. Just say, Assalamu alaikum, I have some other things to do. I have some more important things to do. My brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has advised us, you know, in the Holy Quran, Salman Qata, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, three very good advices. Salman Qata, those people, your relatives, your friends, who are cutting the relationship with you for any reason, you must rejoin, reunite. This is the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those who are cutting off the relationships, you must try your best to reunite and, you know, make the good relationship with them. Wa'afu amman zalamak. Second advice, that you must forgive those who oppress you. You were innocent. You never did anything wrong. But they still accuse you. They said bad to you. They harm you physically, financially, or anyway. Forgive them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will reward you in hereafter. Wa ahsin man asa'a ilayk. And be good with them who harm you, who made any kind of, you know, insult, accusation against you. Be good with them. And this is exactly, my brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. You know, the Ra'isul Munafiqeen, the leader of the Munafiqeen, hypocrites, was Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul. And how much he harmed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now and then, any opportunity he got, he grabbed it, and he harmed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, accused Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, in several occasions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the whole surah, Suratul Munafiqeen, and highlighting the mischievousness of Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul and his party. But his son, Abdullah, was true believer. He embraced Islam on the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was a Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, when his dad, Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, passed away, so this son came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my father passed away, and this is my wish. I want you to lead Salatul Janaza." Imagine. A leader of munafiqeen, leader of hypocrite, who blame Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha with bad character. That, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reveal 10 ayat in Surah An-Nur to make it clean and clear among the Sahaba that whatever blemish this Abdullah ibn Salul and his followers did, they were all wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified with the ayat of the Quran. Can you imagine someone hurts your wife and accuse him, now he passed away? You will be happy. Enemy is gone. No more problem. But his son came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and requested, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you can perform Salatul Janaza on my dad's body, maybe Allah will forgive you." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went out of his way. He said, "Okay, prepare and let me know what time is Salatul Janaza." Here Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu coming, running to him. "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how come you do this? He is munafiq, he is a hypocrite, he is a leader of hypocrite. You should not do that. You know what he did to you and your family and this and that." Rasulullah said, "Okay, hold on. My decision, I am Rasul of Allah. Keep aside." And he didn't listen to him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Istaghfirullahum aw la tastaghfirullahum in tastaghfirullahum sab'ina marratan falan yaghfirullahu lahum." You make istighfar for them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying his decision. You make istighfar for them, Allah is not going to accept your istighfar. Allah is not going to forgive them. Even you make istighfar 70 times, Allah will. This 70 is just to show the figure. As many times you make istighfar, Allah will not forgive them. Because they die as a kafir. Right? So that was the decision in the Holy Quran. Rasulullah said, "Okay, Allah Ta'ala did not stop me. He said, make istighfar 70 times. If I make istighfar 100 times, I will make it." This is Rahmatul Lil Alameen. So when his body was there, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam performed Salatul Janaza. Then another request, this Abdullah, the Sahabi of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, son of Abdullah ibn Busley, made, "Ya Rasulullah, I wish if you can give your Mubarak shawl, I can shroud my dad's body as a kafan. I use your shawl. So maybe because of the barakah and blessing of your shawl, Allah will forgive him." Rasulullah at the same time give and take off his mubarak shawl and give it to him. "Okay, go and make kafan of my shawl." Such a blessing. And then after salah, his body was already put into the grave. Rasulullah went there, he said, "Bring his body back." So Mayyat was brought back. Rasulullah put his head, the munafiq, Sayyidul Munafiqin. His body, Rasulullah put on his Mubarak lap and said, "Open his mouth." "He's dead. Open his mouth." Then Rasulullah put his Mubarak saliva in the mouth of that munafiq and kafir. He said, "Because of my saliva, blessing of my saliva, maybe Allah will forgive you." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah went to that extent. No one can do it, my brothers and sisters. It is easy to say, it is easy to listen, but it comes to the practical way. Rest of the life, if someone does wrong to me or my wife or my children, I will never forgive him. I will never forget that. I will take revenge till my last point. But look at the akhlaq and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to reveal the ayat to stop Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Holy Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayat in the Surah Toba, "Wala tusalli ala ahadi minhum mat abadan, wala takum ala kabrihi, innahum kafaru billahi wa rasulihi wa matu wa hum fasiqun." O my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now I am stopping you by force. Don't cross the line. I am commanding you, no more. You are going to perform Salatul Janaza upon any hypocrite, any munafiq. Passed away, you're not going to go and lead the Salatul Janaza for them. You're not going to stand in their grave and make dua and maghfirah for them. Allah will never forgive them. Why? Because they did kufr and shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they die in the fasiq. There is no forgiveness. But Rasulullah by himself went to that extent. Allah give us tawfiq to understand the akhlaq of Rasulullah and inculcate and implement in our daily life.